It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, and welcome to a Motivational Monday. It's October 24th, the weekend after Hull & Oates, the weekend after Corn Fest, and I think we have about 25 trunk-or-treats coming up. And I got to be honest, I didn't print my list, so I'll have to mention all that stuff tomorrow. But we are live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. Did see Hull & Oates the other night. Stood next to our owner and his and our general manager. They were both there. Yeah. So I can tell you a little bit about sports tonight. The Bears take on the Patriots at 4:30 for Monday night football. Sunday football was pretty good. I watched a lot of games. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWA Communications. Yes, they're growing in their service area. When do they come to your neck of the woods? Well, go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up. You're not committing anything, and they're not going to charge you anything to sign up. You're just saying, keep me up to date, would you? And they will email you and keep you up to date when they're coming to your area. Yeah. And then you can have fiber like I do. sorry about that. You can also call 800 or 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices. They're on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. Ah, the Laughlin Mall, your place for shopping and lunch or dinner, depending upon what time you go shopping. Downstairs, we got three great restaurants, and over in the corner, that little ice cream and snack store. Upstairs, thrift shop to the Watchman, sports items to famous shoes, and sunglasses to Route 21. Plus, on the front of the building, five businesses that face Casino Drive. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Yeah, remodeling kitchen and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. Glenn knows exactly what he's doing. He does quality work, and maybe a custom floor, custom new cabinets, and custom countertops are what you're looking for. Homes, mobile homes, and even commercial need a beautiful, functioning bedroom, or bathroom, or kitchen. See their showroom and plenty of drawings and ideas. Call Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond in Bullhead City. Well, Fort Mojave. 928-788-1000. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. We're going to go there for dinner tonight, actually. And my wife liked the wraps. Oh, yeah. And I'm a turkey burger fan. And all the food there is good, and it's healthy for you. Yeah, you leave there going, I feel healthy, you know. Check it out. And then on the 11th of each month, they give away money to a public safety, first responders type program. Last month, or earlier this month, actually, they donated it to the first responder shop with a first responder program in Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley. And it's matched by Mojave Mortgage. So they got $400 between the two of them for that program. How cool is that? All right, into the program. We were just talking about music, myself and Undersheriff Ed
You never get it right. Traficanti.
Traficanti. And I wrote it down and everything. I was going to get it right. We were talking about music, and so my music today on Monday, I always play one band, one musician, and so this is Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Or nothing at all.
But this one goes way back, you know, to when you were in college, 1939. Welcome to the program, the Undersheriff. And you're under the sheriff because the sheriff is just coming off an illness, right?
Yeah, fell a little under the weather there for a little while. He's back and better than ever.
Good. So, yeah, when I called him over the weekend, he said, I won't be there. I'm sending my undersheriff. And I said, okay, thanks. So, what's new with your area?
Well, not a whole heck of a lot. We've been pretty busy, you know, trying to wind down the boating and all that.
Right.
Finally, it's starting to get cool, so hopefully my guys will get a well-deserved rest.
And your equipment, too.
Our equipment, especially.
Yeah.
We've been busy.
The guys just leave the water and go to the street, but at the same point in time, your boats probably take a pretty good beating for the last 6 months.
Yeah, they do, and they're really good about taking them in, getting the fiberglass if it's got a chunk or whatever, they get it reglassed. These boats, some of them are, I believe our oldest, we got them in 2004.
Wow, yeah.
But they look great because the guys take really good care of them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they winterize them, but we always have at least a couple boats available because even though it's cold out there, you know, people are still going to go out, especially snowbirds like to go fishing and all that.
They don't care about the temperature.
Yeah.
And you don't want them getting in trouble and not having an opportunity to respond.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So now, how are you staff-wise in patrol? Are you close to where you want to be?
We're doing okay right now. Mm-hmm. We still have, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 open positions.
Okay.
That anywhere between 8 and 10. That includes the 3 that we got. And we do have a lot of, normal amount of people that are testing. And, of course, through that testing process, they get weeded out. They can't pass the physical or the
background,
the written, sometimes background as well. We have currently 2 in the academy in Lake Havasu. They're doing very well.
Okay.
And then we have some good prospects coming up that are going to go to the next academy.
And the 2 that are in the academy graduates in December.
Yeah,
right?
I believe so.
I think
Bullhead's
got 5 in there.
Yeah. Well, it's a really good academy. It's kind of funny. Every time I go down there to check on the guys and see what's going on, you've got agencies from Coconino County.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I had in here a few weeks ago Eddie Espinoza.
Uh-huh.
And you probably know him because he used to work in Kingman.
Yep.
But he teaches at the academy, domestic violence investigations, and also a lot of traffic stuff. And
sure.
He was telling me, yeah, there's people in there from all over the state.
Yeah, there
are. So,
kind of says a lot about the academy in Lake Havasu. I'm a little biased because I'll tell you it's the best academy in the state. But
of course. Well, and if you're coming from, like, Flagstaff, what better place to go to than Havasu and stay for a week? For several weeks.
Well, I guess it depends on if it's summertime or wintertime
in
the academy because they still have to go running.
Yeah, they do, huh? Well, how far do they run? Do you know?
It's up to them. I mean, they do. They run trails up mountains, and they have a swimming course as well.
Oh,
so yeah,
okay.
Everybody puts life jackets on and swims around where our boats are.
There's a lot of physical. Physical requirements.
Yep.
I would be a lousy host if I didn't bring up the Yucca incident that occurred last week.
Yes, I actually was notified of this while I was out of town. when we got the attempt to locate and the information out of Las Vegas, he's not a stranger to our agency because he's from the Kingman area.
And that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
When Vegas tells you that they're on the lookout for this guy that you might know.
Right.
And sure enough, you did.
Yep, and it was a huge collaboration between agencies and everything else. And we were speaking about this off the air. Knowing what was in this person's mind and how violent and dangerous he was, I actually contacted Highway Patrol, saw him at the gas pumps, and I said, hey, listen, we're looking for this guy. He's a bad guy. And I go, have you gotten the information yet? And he said, yeah, it just came across. I said, look.
Right.
He's dangerous, so, but I just want to get it out there.
He's not somebody you get out of your car and walk up to and go, well, the reason I pulled you over.
That's right.
But, yeah.
I thank God that none of my deputies or any other officers were injured in this ordeal, and, it's concluded.
And thank God for the DPS chopper.
Yes, absolutely.
They spotted him.
Yep.
And spotted him prone, and... Of course, I don't think from the bird you can tell they were dead.
Right.
But. And then they're not clear if she shot herself and then he shot himself or vice versa. But I guess by the way of the gun, he was the last one to go.
Yeah.
So maybe he shot her, then shot himself. But
yeah.
And you'll never know that, will you?
I think we probably could figure that out. And I'm sure they're still working on the investigation.
I guess her fingerprints would be on the weapon.
Yeah.
Too?
I mean, I guess it was a rifle. So I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he shot her, then shot himself.
Right.
But it's still under investigation. I'm sure we'll come to a conclusion on that.
Yeah. So, but a bad dude.
Yeah.
He was wanted for murder in Arizona and now murder in Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah. Not somebody to play with.
Yep.
So, and I guess because he knew he was wanted for murder in two states, they might as well just get out of the way for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's a tough deal. But that does require all your guys being on their toes for quite a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And all the agencies in Arizona, because you didn't know where he was going to end up.
Right. And I'll tell you, when the chief deputy called me, I talked to him while I was out of town. I told him, thank you. You made my weekend. I'm glad this is resolved.
Yeah.
It happened the way it happened. But either way, we're not going to have any more problems with
Well, and the biggest thing, like you said, none of your officers or deputies were injured.
That's right.
And so now tell everybody, you keep saying I was out of town. Tell them where you were.
I was in Mammoth Mountain, California, for a surprise birthday party for my dad, who turned 80 years old on the 23rd.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
How many family members were there?
About a dozen.
Oh, good.
You know, all the my sister, my brothers, And of course, their husbands and wives and their kids and everything. So it was really, really cool.
So it was really special for him.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that for me when I turn 80.
Oh. as long as I don't have to drive 400 miles.
Yeah, that's the hard part, huh?
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
It's a long way to travel.
I found out my car doesn't like cold weather either, so I...
You had to turn the furnace on, huh?
Yeah. But the
heater in the car.
It was raining / snowing the night before, and then all the ice, it froze on top of my car, and then I have a lock button on my door handle.
Right.
It's a Dodge. And that was all frozen up. Everything was just... So, yeah. It was
Welcome to California.
Yeah, it was unhappy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, 19 past. Let's take our first break. I'm sure you know this song.
I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more. If you got questions, give us a call. 702-298-1063.
Love and marriage. Love and marriage. Go together.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Warm Sea celebrates breast cancer awareness this month with pink tea. Saturday the 29th, that's this coming Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Warm Sea Bistro. You wear pink and you get free tea and crumpets. And you're going to hear her talk about breast cancer awareness from Surgeon Dr. Kitty. Yeah. And take home a bunch of girly prizes and, you know, gifts and prizes. Any questions, call Warm C at 928-763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yeah, our temperatures out there are playing with us right now. Where are they supposed to be later in the week? I don't know. Let's see if I can find out real quick. But, you know, if you're... your equipment at your business or your home is not working right now or the way you want it to. Oh, it's only going to be 79 by the end of the week. Wow. Okay. 79. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, some 80s next week. All right. So you're still going to need your air conditioner or your swamp cooler, whatever one you like to play with during this time of the year. And if they're not working to your satisfaction, well, call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Everyone in Needles and Bullhead City calls them. Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley. Topak, too. They call them up, and they get them to come out, tune up their equipment, and keep you comfortable. You can call them, too, at 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Relax and rejuvenation awaits you at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Indulge yourself with a massage, a facial, a full-body treatment, or pedicure. Fall special packages are available, and couple suites, too. Yeah, sometimes you know, go in there with your wife, and you also get pampered. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, book yourself a bliss time at LaughlinRanch.com. And remember, the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. All right, back in the studio with the undersheriff from Mojave County Sheriff's Office. And you know, besides law enforcement and all the challenges you have at that, getting out in the public and doing some PR things is also very important to law enforcement.
Absolutely.
And you guys are getting ready to do your fifth annual candy crawl.
That's correct.
So did Doug start this when he became sheriff?
This was something that, yeah, he really wanted to get out with, you know, the community and everything else. And, you know, this is one good way. Get the kids out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll have a lot of staff on scene. And, you know, the sheriff's always there. And,
And you've been doing this at the sheriff's office
yes.
in the past, but you've kind of...
We've outgrown it.
You've outgrown it.
Yeah, this wow. this Saturday, October 29th, it's going to be from, I believe, 5 to 8 p.m. I'm trying to read my phone. It's very small here. And we've moved it to the county fairgrounds up there in Kingman because
oh, okay.
we've completely outgrown the office.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be really good. You know, the... our POP program, the Sheriff's Office Public Outreach Program, they're still looking for candy donations and all that kind of stuff. If anybody wants to drop some, you know, unopened bagged candy
down by the Sheriff's Office,
any one of the offices in Kingman, the Mojave Valley or Lake Havasu substations, you know, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, because how many kids do you think went through there last year?
Oh, God, it was thousands.
Yeah?
And
well, it's one of the safest things to do.
That's right.
If you're a parent,
mm-hmm.
and you pretty much know all the candy you're going to get is safe.
Exactly.
You know, which is a big deal for parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, my kids are actually my youngest just turned 18, so I guess she's not considered a kid anymore. But you know, it's something that that you know, even as kids, you know, you and I
right.
growing up, you know, that back in the day was don't take apples because it might have a razor blade in it.
Right, exactly.
We didn't want apples.
And
anyway,
now the whole thing, you know, who wanted an apple for Halloween? And now the thing is, you know, that the Skittles and some of these things
right.
might not be Skittles.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that on the news a lot. You know, it looks just like the packaging and everything else. And,
right.
But, you know, you open it up, they don't look like Skittles, but they're colorful. You know,
that they are.
You know.
So parents out there, be careful what you pick up for your children in the next 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 days. So the candy crawl, they just give you guys the candy, or just a trunk type thing?
Yeah, we'll take the candy and then we'll bring it all out, set it up. There's going to be a lot of games and activities and everything else, and it's going to be basically the same as what we did at the sheriff's office the last 4 years, but bigger.
So it's kind of a fair type atmosphere.
Yeah, and just it's a lot of fun for the kids. They dress up, they come out,
And you don't get a dunk tank and put the sheriff in there, do you?
Well, we had in the past soaked the sheriff.
Oh.
And it's not a dunk tank, but you get to throw
cream pies?
No, wet sponges.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got this wooden outline,
right.
And he puts his face in there, and I don't know if he's going to be doing it this year or not.
Well, he should be healthy by Saturday.
Right. I hope so.
Yeah. So I might have to drive up there just to throw a couple sponges. That sounds fun.
Yeah. and I work for him, so I don't throw wet sponges at him.
No, huh? No. When he signs your check, it's a different situation. Yeah.
That's right.
You stand back and go, miss, miss, miss. Don't hit my sheriff. Don't hit my sheriff.
I just won't even get into it because I'm very competitive that way.
Oh, I see. So you spend $10 trying to get him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. He needs it.
Nah.
He needs it. Well, and you guys have done Coffee with a Cop, too.
That's right.
Do you have any new ones?
Yeah, Coffee with the Sheriff.
Coming up in the next month or two?
As far as I know, no. Not in the next couple months. Here we're coming into the holiday season and everything else. One thing we are doing, I mean, we have the greatest volunteer forces. Without our volunteers, we would not be able to do the job we do. So,
right.
On November 22nd, I'm going to be cooking up burgers and dogs for them, and everybody in our office. Obviously, it's an internal thing.
Right.
Just so the deputies can come up and thank our volunteers from our posse to our boating, our search and rescue.
Right.
And every other aspect.
And Doug, as the sheriff, kind of grew that program, didn't he?
Yes.
Because I mean, he knew right off the bat he needed more bodies.
That's right.
With a budget that was pretty thin, and what better way to use the public and volunteers
right.
to help with a lot of things that don't necessarily require a uniformed officer there, deputy there with
right. We can credit Sheriff Sheehan with what used to be called the SCAT program.
Oh, okay.
And then the Boating Safety Officer program. I believe it started back in 1997, 96.
Okay.
It's grown huge. You know, back then when the boating, for example, they used their own boats and put placards on the sides.
Wow.
And all that. Now they actually have marked patrol boats.
Right.
You know, they're obviously not cops. They can't make stops and everything else, but they do assist the public huge, not only on the boats but on the streets as well. They're invaluable when it comes to transporting prisoners from this area up to Kingman or Lake Havasu. There, no matter what time of day, there's somebody available to come and help our deputies out. You know, they do traffic control. They they handle the private property accidents. You know, that kind of thing, just so people can exchange information. So,
good.
But yeah, they do a great job.
If someone's listening and they're thinking, well, I wouldn't mind volunteering and taking a prisoner from here to there or doing something like that, how do they get involved?
Well, they can go on the county website, go to the sheriff, and then they can actually get an application right there on under the sheriff's
webpage.
I'm not a computer guy. But, go to the sheriff's go to the county website, go under the sheriff, and then it'll say opportunities or volunteer and applications are there. Yeah, you got to do a background check, obviously, because you're going to be privy to a lot of information that normal people aren't. So we get background investigations and everything else. And we're always looking for good volunteers, dedicated.
Get out there. If you want to be a volunteer, go to the county website, click on sheriff and click on volunteer,
or they can call the office 928-753-0753.
There you go.
Those fingers in my hair, that slot.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring the
Kitchen Bath & Beyond has been remodeling kitchen and bathrooms in the lower Colorado River Valley since 2005. Complete beautiful new custom floor, complete beautiful new custom cabinets, complete beautiful new custom countertops. Homes, mobiles, and even commercial need a new, beautiful, functioning bathroom and kitchen. The number one company on the river to call is Kitchen Bath & Beyond. Come see their showroom. Call 928-788-1000. That's 928-788-1000.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafara, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities, offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Somebody loves you, it's no good unless you love. Brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for some money? A vacation home, a pool, add-on? Oh, well, maybe you just want to refi. If you got a high interest rate, you can still do that. Call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691, and you'll go in to fill out some paperwork. You know, you sit at his big desk. It's, I don't know, 25 feet long, something like that. It's huge, you know. Big guys like founders and CEOs have to have big desks. So you sit at his desk, and you start filling out some paperwork for your loan. You need, you know, $280,000. Okay. Then you look over, and he's gone. Whoa, where'd he go? You know, well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault, which is the size of the Pentagon, and he's got money on every shelf. He gets your 280, puts it on a silver platter, comes back up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. At Mojave Mortgage, call 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Barron Services, you know, experts in fire and security alarm systems. I believe Matt's in here tomorrow. And going to talk to it. Last 2 months ago, he gave his time away to the Boys and Girls Club because he's their president of the board. But anyhow, he'll be in here tomorrow. Barron's experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home and commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. That's the best part. And you don't see any creepy crawlers around when you use Barron's. Alarm systems, pools, and pet solutions. Call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. And the reason I know that is I use Barron's. Yeah. I got no creepy crawlers. My dogs don't have any problem with them at all. Hey, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center can do that for you. They hire you, they train you, and they help you go through the college program to become a certified nursing assistant. You do all that at their facility. It's awesome. So legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, have them call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Oh, Thank you very much, Mr. Sinatra. Old Blue Eyes. Did your parents play Sinatra?
Yep, of course. I think everybody did.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Nonstop, you know, he was just there. And then, I mean, even into the 60s when he was doing, like, My Way and That's Life and some of the... Well, 79 when he did Theme from New York, New York.
All right.
Yeah.
Boom. I'll take your word for that.
So when it comes to your equipment, like we talked about the boats, when it comes to your equipment, the county has their own mechanics, right, that
yes.
keep everything up and operating. When do the mechanics call you and say, Ed, you're not getting this car back. It's going to the dump.
It happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, it happened with my old car. I put, oh gosh, what was it, 140,000 miles on it.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't have a big county. So I took it in. It had a check engine light. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, time for a new car.
It's done, huh?
Yeah.
So that does happen.
Yeah. But that and a bunch of other cars, they all go to auction and, you know.
But they keep them, you know, if you're driving a police vehicle, law enforcement vehicle that's got 140,000 miles on it, they've got to make sure it's in tip-top shape.
Absolutely.
And so that's what they do.
Yep.
Yeah. How often do you get new vehicles? A couple a year? Or?
Yeah. Our normal replacement for vehicles is 5 years, 120,000 miles, because, you know, that's a long time for a police car.
Right.
You know, especially the, you know, the...
But if you're the chief deputy or undersheriff, you can just drive it till 140.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, whatever it takes. I love it. I have a... that car was a Jeep Grand Cherokee, you know, just the V6 model. You know, no frills, no nothing. I got another one. I think they're great cars, and, you know...
I was here when the deputies drove pickup trucks.
Yeah.
And I think they were Fords. And a deputy named Mike Shue at the time had a prisoner in the front seat with him, had him seat belted in, but he leaned back and he kicked the windshield out.
Oh, jeez. I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, and so then they learned to strap the legs and put the strap to the door and shut the door, and they couldn't do that. So
yeah, we've had a few, you know, back in the day we had the Jeep Cherokees with the 4-liter HO, you know, the box style
right.
Jeep Cherokees, and few of those, you know, with one deputy out here in this area went to make a traffic stop, opened up his door, and the whole door fell off.
So. Well, you know, cars wear out. We know as individuals that drive our own vehicles that they wear out.
Right.
But we don't drive them 10, 12 hours a day.
Right. And then, you know, off-road and everything else.
Yeah.
When I first started, we had some Broncos, you know, two-door Broncos, and we went to the Tahoes, two-door Tahoes back in the day.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know how I got around with my 92 Caprice Classic, you know, having to go out, you know, out in the desert, you know.
Yeah.
And high centering everywhere. But the vehicles we have now are really good.
And do your vehicles have cameras?
No.
Just
don't.
The deputies?
Just the deputies.
Okay. Because over here, the Nevada Highway Patrol have both.
Sure.
But, you know, a couple months ago, I was watching the news. I get a lot of news on my phone and news alerts. And I had seen a press conference was coming up in San Bernardino County by the sheriff. Oh, okay, what's he talking about? I bring it up. And he's talking about a shooting that happened with some of his deputies. And the suspect died. And someone in the media said, do you have video camera from the dash or from the deputies? He said, no, we have helicopter camera. And I thought, wow, San Bernardino County is one of the largest counties in our country, does not have cameras.
Right, yeah, and I'm sure sooner or later they'll get them, but, yeah, it is the largest county in the contiguous United States anyway. And
I know, and it's just like, wow, how can they not have cameras?
Right.
But I'm sure it's got to be cost number.
It could. I mean, I'm not exactly sure about their numbers, but I think they're in the thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Deputies, and, you know, that it would be an astronomical cost.
Oh, it would be. And the redacting and everything else. And
sure.
We were talking off the air. I had your redacting expert in here a couple months ago. And just for your agency, that one individual is a full-time position.
Oh, and then some.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know. So you can imagine what... you know, San Bernardino County have to hire about 10 or 12 of those people.
Absolutely, at least.
And on a regular basis, does she go through each camera each day or just based upon requests?
Based upon requests for the most part.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, we use the cameras to settle any kind of a complaint or allegation. You know, and they're really great because, you know, a lot of times we will get, you know, false complaints.
Sure.
And we've actually charged people with making a false report.
Good.
You know, based on, you know, we've had some that are so bad that the on a traffic stop, let's say, that the deputy was more than polite, more than professional.
Right.
And then we get this, we get a call.
He pulled me out of my car.
Makes me sound like Count Dracula or something.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that didn't happen. And we give him the opportunity, hey, I watched this video. What you're saying is absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
And do you want to retract? No, this is what happened. Okay, well, I'm just letting you know that you're going to be charged with making a false report.
And do you find that your deputies are on better behavior since they're wearing a camera?
Some are. Some are.
I mean, it's like having the sheriff on your chest while you're working all
exactly. day. Exactly. No, I would hope that even without the cameras, my guys and girls are just professional and courteous and do their job. When I say professional and courteous, there's some times where you don't, where you can't be.
Right.
You know,
it always depends upon the other individual's attitude.
I've always been a huge proponent of know your audience.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people you can have a conversation with and, you know, F this and this and that, but other people, no, you just got to know your audience.
Yep. Well, and you know, I think more and more of the public expects law enforcement to have cameras.
Yes.
And know that they're on camera when they have a conversation with a uniformed officer.
And there are some, what's good about the cameras is the actual conversations. You can hear, you know, back and forth from people and everything else. The cameras are really good unless, you know, every once in a while, if they're, let's say it's a critical scene and the deputy has a rifle out and laying over the hood, you're not seeing anything because the camera's right there.
Right, up against the hood.
Looking at the hood. Or, you know, in other cases, vehicle accidents. Our guys have to put traffic vests on.
Oh, yeah.
So when you put the traffic vest on,
Cameras underneath it. Yeah.
So they got to be mindful of that, and they'll put it around the sides and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, no, for the most part, it is a phenomenal tool. And, I went over 20 years in law enforcement not having a camera or anything, and it would have been helpful. I mean, it also helps with the report writing as well. You know, if you're not taking, you know,
diligent notes
like I normally do, you know, you can review the camera and say, oh, okay, yeah, that's what happened.
And the brass, you and the chief deputy and the sheriff can look at guys' cameras on your phone.
Yes.
You know, or when it activates and says, you know, he's pulled his weapon.
Yeah, well, we can not only do that, but if we have a critical scene, let's say it's something going on up at the strip, although the internet up there is terrible, but we have the ability to live stream exactly what he or she's seeing at that time.
Right.
So if it's, you know, and dispatch does as well. So it's really helpful in how to get resources and assets to an area without having to, you know,
without him requesting.
Yeah, without putting him in harm's way or anything. We can, you know, it's amazing.
And I was just going to ask you, because you carry two phones like half of America now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're watching this on your department phone, are you then using your personal phone to call dispatch and say, get him some backup? And
I haven't run into that problem yet, but yeah, I do work stuff on my work phone. But if, you know, if I am watching this and I have to get a hold of dispatch, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
However I can do it.
Right.
So, but yeah, no, it's a really cool tool.
And they explain when she was in here that it's not always the public requesting the video. It's sometimes a prosecutor or the defense attorney that they want to see it.
That's right. Yeah, attorneys, a lot of them are for traffic accidents. You know, you get the litigators that are requesting, you know, the video of the accident scene and everything else, or everything having to do with it, because there's a lawsuit involved.
Right.
So.
I had DPS in here a few months ago, the captain, and he brought with him a drone operator where they fly a drone around traffic accidents and collisions, and it downloads pictures back to their computer. And when they get back there, they have a 3D of the crash site.
Yeah.
Are you guys to that point yet?
I don't think we're to that point yet, although we did have some representatives from a company. Please forgive me. I don't remember what company it was, but the detective lieutenant asked me to come into his in detectives, and they had set up this. It's a camera with a laser that spins around on it, and the whole thing goes around. It's for documenting crime scenes.
Right.
And it's super high resolution. I mean, it's like you're in the room, and you can move from room to room. It just it's pretty awesome. So I think, you know, if we can find the funding for it, we're going to do
something
like that.
I was going to say, that immediately became on his wish list?
Yes, of course. But it makes it a lot easier. You know, it takes 3D pictures, and it's interactive. You can move throughout the scene and look at everything.
And speaking of wish list, is now about the time when you guys start working on your budget to put numbers down on paper? Because I can see after the first of the year where the sheriff's going to start saying, send me budget stuff, because, you know, it's a 4 or 5 month process there to get people to nail their budget back down to where they belong.
Right. And the new finance director, he's actually asked for all the budgets already. So we're...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, our guys have, you know, we send out the emails. He sends out the email to everybody, you know, the department heads and everything, you know, you know, detective lieutenant, patrol lieutenant down here, John Salvino, and they just, if it's the same, they just say, okay, well, we need the same budget, but if we need something else, more training or anything else, they just put that in and send it up.
Yeah, add it to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and hope that it gets through.
Exactly. You know, we have, there's a lot of training opportunities, especially since COVID's done. I've heard
hopefully
that anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they're starting, they've been doing in-person training again. So, you know, there's a lot of training out there. And
I know when I was at Bullhead Fire, we had to do our budgets. And every time I submitted my budget, a bunch of red lines on it came back, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And that does happen. We got to stay within the budget and all that. So there are a lot of items, like you said, on the wish list.
Right.
That sometimes we just can't do. That's why we look for grants. We have a great grant coordinator. You know, she works diligently trying to find.
Now, is that in the sheriff's office? You have a grant? Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you have your own grant person.
Absolutely.
And part of it is not just looking for the grants, but then you have requirements with the grant you have to fulfill.
Yep. And it's and sheriff gives her, you know, I don't want to say carte blanche, but
right.
You know, if it's a grant for, say, $5,000, but you have to report every day back to the, you know, it's like, well,
right.
It's going to take
is
up
it
too
worth
much,
it? Yeah.
Yeah, too much of her time. But she does a really good job. We had a new side by side from GOHS.
Okay.
And then we got it all.
Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
That's right. it's all marked, stickered up, lights, siren,
good.
Radio, and that's kind of. We're working on getting a couple more, but that's because, you know, with all the
special events,
special events, but we get a lot of off-road crashes.
Yeah.
And even though they're not traffic accidents, they're traffic incidents, and especially if there's a casualty, injury, or worse, we investigate that just like anything else.
So is that allowed to be trailered and moved from?
Yes.
Good. Because you think about those, and you don't think about a trailer, but you might need to move them from community to community.
Exactly.
And then I think in a couple of weeks they're doing that Desert Tromp out here for the Boys and Girls Club. I don't know if you guys have to be out there because it's out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
So, all right, let's take a break. We'll come back and chat with the undersheriff some more. If you have questions, give us a call. We'll be here.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
Over 450 local businesses in Mojave Electric's service territory can now subscribe to TWN's fast, reliable fiber internet with unlimited data and digital phone services. Whether you need a 50-meg small business connection or 100 gigs of transport connectivity to multiple locations, TWN has a solution for you. To find out if your business is fiber-ready, call 866-215-5333, option 2.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. You'll have your choice of five custom-cooked burgers. Add cheese or bacon if you like, fries included. Then pick your favorite slice of fresh pies, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. Plus, over 100 choices of Coke products. How perfect for the tail end of summer, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
How is your home or business security system? Does it function the way you want? Is it time for you to review your home or business security system? Bring in a professional? Barron Security Solutions are the professionals. Barron offers installation of today's best security systems and provides 24/7 monitoring with local service and support. Barron Security Solutions, with over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area. 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You know, MEC and TWN are bringing you fast, reliable fiber internet, plus digital telephone and TV streaming service. Now you can enjoy your favorite digital activities with ease. Pre-register today. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. You can also sign up at 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices and sign up. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside trash pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, where it's burger, fries, and pie time. Yeah, 5 different burgers for you to choose from. Then you add cheese, and you can add bacon if you want. You can add an egg if you want. And then you get fries with it, and then get to pick your favorite piece of fresh pie. Yeah. You walk right past them when you walk in. You be staring at them going, oh, I want that one right there with my burger. Yeah. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now, plus over 100 Coca-Cola products. Walker Service Electric, the Walker electricians, are all over Mojave County. Their teams are in Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City, and all the areas in between. Walker Service Electric services homes, apartments, condos, mobiles, and any size business. You know, they're building Fire Station 2, and they're building Jimmy John's. So that gives you an idea of their talents and their skills. Plus new construction and Highline Power. If you need an electrician, think Walker Service Electric. They're available 24/7, like an emergency on the weekend, so put this number in your cell phone, 928-718-9444, in case you know, go to unplug something and it snaps. You really want an electrician. Don't just avoid that. All right, back with the undersheriff in the studio for another 5 minutes, and then Paul Lavoie is going to pop in here. He's got Mojave County Supervisor Buster Johnson today. And I mentioned earlier, we're going to have Matt Hammerhand tomorrow from Barron Services. And we're also going to interview Nancy Monjo, who is running for the Colorado River Union High School District Board. So that's tomorrow. How many dogs do you have?
We have four right now, I believe. Yeah. We're talking about getting another one. There's a lot of our deputies that want to be canine handlers.
Because I had John from the foundation in here, pointing to his plaque, a couple of weeks ago, because they were doing a fundraiser with Eva down at Tractor Supply. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that they have the money.
Yes.
It's just finding that match, because there's a lot of extra time involved with the deputy who, when he says, I'll take a canine.
It's a huge commitment. You know, when you get a canine, you basically you're married to it.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, when you go out of town for a vacation or something, it has to be properly kenneled. Taken to a licensed kennel that
right.
can take care of it. When it's at home, you got to keep it from
biting your kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I think it was a deputy several months ago, or maybe a year ago now, who was saying that he crates his dog every time he goes home,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the dog knows when he comes out of the crate, he's going to work.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
And so, let's see here. We got a caller. Caller, do you have a question? Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Sheriff Doug Schuster, your Mojave County Sheriff. I just called to inquire why you have that undersheriff on. You let anybody on that program, won't you?
Well, you know, someone told me you were busy.
Actually, I've been very busy, and I know it's the end of your segment. I just wanted to reach out and remind everybody this Saturday is our fourth annual candy crawl. It's out at the fifth fairground here in Kingman from 5 to 8. I don't know if Eddie talked about that, but we sure hope we get a good attendance.
I hate to correct the sheriff, but it's the fifth annual. And
that's
yes,
what I said, the sixth annual.
Fifth annual. And yes, right. Your undersheriff covered that in 5 minutes.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Have a good morning, and I'll try and make the next one, Larry.
Okay. And by the way, I'm going to get some sponges and send them back with the undersheriff. I have something that says that you like to have them thrown at you.
Well, I don't necessarily like them thrown at me. We have what is called Soak the Sheriff. It's a wooden cutout that has a hole for my face to go in. And the kids sure enjoy getting that sponge nice and soapy and sending it my way.
I'll bet they do. I'm going to send some money up so that we can just pay more kids to get in line.
That'll work. All right. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Sheriff. All right.
Bye.
So you never know who's going to call.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Or text. I get city officials in Bullhead that will text sometimes, you know, and
right.
ask questions and want to respond to
I would be remiss now that the sheriff called in not covering the fact that we're hiring for deputies, we're hiring in the jail.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of positions open in the jail. It's a really challenging job. And
it's a great step into law enforcement, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely,
you
know, absolutely.
My son's an L.A. County deputy, and when you come out of the academy, you go work to jail for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then you go through field training and go on the streets.
Exactly.
But they want you to have that education.
Yeah, you know, you learn how to deal with people, dangerous people, people with mental illness and everything else.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks to the sheriff for calling in. And he said he's going to be here next month, so you can take the day off next month. Thanks so much, Undersheriff.
Thank you.
That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paula Boy's up next.
Like painted kites, those.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.